Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, are really good for the environment, and just work better in every way. Tips and suggestions from the listeners are encouraged, so call us today at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now it's time to learn about what truly is green living. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and happy Mother's Day, everybody out there, especially Logan's mother, Judy. I'm sure some of you will be busy all day. Some of you have the day wide open. I'd like for you to spend a little time with us. That'd be great. You can call, like Logan said, and be on the show or just sit back and listen. Either way is fine. I got a little catching up to do, but we'll go to the phones pretty quickly. So, again, that number 866-444-3478. Wasn't here last week. Was in Asheville, North Carolina. Give you a little update on that and give you a little update on some of the things that I promised to do. I got one of them done and others I didn't get done as far as getting you some reports on what I've been up to. But we're moving the right direction. Let's do the SPCA report, and then we'll get into some other things. We've got a cute dog. It's a pit bull mix. Moye, I guess, is Moyette. Moye is his name, three-year-old pit bull mix. Beautiful brindle color. Check out our website, dirtdoctor.com, and the SPCA button there. I think we had good news and bad news from the past. Yeah, Max Jordan was adopted from the past. And then Brianna, Bart, and Tater, formerly Big N, are still waiting for their forever home. So check them out. We've got their photographs on dirtdoctor.com under the SPCA button. And you can see Moyette. There, 32 or 52 pound pit bull mix. Oh, it's a she, it's a girl. Great personality. Everybody likes her that meets her. She was rescued from cruelty by animal cruelty investigation. So check that out and help out if you can. Wherever you are in the country, let's support the local rescue organizations. It's a great way to go. I saw several yesterday when I was traveling around running my errands, some at the farmer's market, some at pet stores, some at grocery stores. There's a lot of them out there. There's a lot of pets that need some help. So thanks for helping. If you're already doing it, if not, give it a thought and see if you can help us out. The couple of things on the newsletter. The latest newsletter we did was about the Organic Club of America. Because we've added some benefits for the members there, and we kind of highlighted that. Some discounts on my books have been added to the Organic Club of America. If you're interested in joining, it is the only membership area of dirtdoctor.com. It's where it does cost a little bit of money, not very much, and you get some other benefits that aren't available. The seed that are available right now for my gardens include the inland sea oats, and also the Mexican buckeye. And if you haven't tried Mexican buckeye, it's a terrific little tree. It'll grow pretty much anywhere in the country. It's going to have some freeze problems up north, and you have to handle it a couple of ways. One is give it some protection, keep it in a pot and bring it in, and give it some protection in the winter, or treat it like a bonsai, which in that case you'd have to do the same thing, but it would work in either case. I've got some in the ground that have gotten really big. I've got some in containers, and they stay quite a bit smaller in containers, but they seem to like that a lot. It's called Mexican buckeye, and it is a buckeye. It flowers in the spring, generally a little different timing than red buds flower. So you can get some purple flower from red buds, and then at a little bit different time, the Mexican buckeye, it kind of varies. They'll sometimes bloom about the same time. Usually it's a little different. And some years, not every year, but most years, if you have that cold weather, cool weather, and it stays cool and crisp and it's bright, sunshiny, you'll have some spectacular yellow fall color from the little plant as well. And the other good thing about growing buckeye from seed, which is what we provide for you when you join, is you'll get about 100% germination. The ginkgo seed that we've done in the past, and we'll continue to do it, I'm growing a bunch of ginkgo from seed myself right now. Plus, I just pop out of the ground the ones that volunteer and start to grow the little seedlings that grow around under my big ginkgo. But you do not get anywhere near 100% germination on the ginkgo, and I'm playing around with a lot of different ideas. I've got one of the pots, one of the treatments that I did, pre-treatment of the seed, seems to be working a whole lot better than others, and I'll give you a report on that. And speaking of reports, like I said, I was doing my talks last weekend, and I was coming back on Sunday, so we weren't live on the show last Sunday. But I did two talks in Asheville, North Carolina for the Mother Earth news people last week, and it was my rollout of a new talk that I've come up with. The first one I did, which has become by far my most popular talk, or it had it at until this last one that we did, it was on pest control, natural organic pest control, and it'll continue to be the first one that we do. And the second one now, instead of being just the overall general organic program, is more specific as well, and it's on trees. It's on proper selection and planting of trees, and then the maintenance and the management of the trees going into the root flare situation, and then ending with the fabulous trees of the world. And that's going to vary a little bit because one of the attendees came up and asked me if I knew anything about the trees in Australia, the fabulous big trees there, and I didn't. He's has sent me some information on them. Anybody else that knows about any fabulous trees anywhere in the world, by all means, send me that information. But I'll probably be adding them to my talk. What I've got in right now is I've got information on our ginkgo, and even though it's not the biggest ginkgo in the world or even close to it, it has done something pretty spectacular in how it has grown over a pretty short period of time, over a 30-year period. And we're going to nominate it. I haven't had time to do it yet, but nominate it for the champion tree in the North Texas area and see how it stacks up. I think it's bigger than any of the other trees that are currently champions that are in the 90 to 100-year-old range. Mine is, a lot of you have already seen it. We've got a lot of photographs and even videos of it on dirtdoctor.com. It has grown remarkably fast for a ginkgo. Ginkgo has the reputation of growing about a half inch or an inch per year in a lot of areas and in a lot of soils. And mine started growing differently pretty much I was going to say pretty much at the beginning. At the beginning, I wasn't totally organic. I was just learning how to be organic. I did plant it pretty well. Even back in those days, I didn't recommend putting anything in the hole but the soil that came out of the hole, big, wide, ugly hole and all that. And I just kind of luckily set it at a good height. And through the first few years, it grew pretty well. Well, the big change in growth came about when we started doing the full-scale organic program and the health of the soil started to build. The biological activity started kicking up. And then I exposed the flare once, probably 20 years ago. And I did it the way I thought was right. I exposed it to where there was a little bit of flare showing. Well, about five or six years ago, maybe a year more than that, I went back in and took another foot of soil off. I just did a dramatic, I really wanted to see if this dramatic exposure would make a difference, and it did. And since that time, it has really gotten big. So that's the reason that it's in the talk. and will be in the talk from now on, unless we come up with another specific kind of thing. My talk was, this past one was in Asheville, North Carolina, as I said. The next one coming up in June, June the 10th, actually, will be in Burlington, Vermont. So any of you in that part of the country, this will be my first appearance, my first time to really spend any time in Vermont. I drove through there when we were doing a trip to New York and Boston that you maybe have heard me talk about, but we just drove through one corner and weren't there to see much of the state at all. It looks beautiful. So I'll tell you a little bit more about that, and we'll do some more catching up, and then we'll go to the phones here. 866-444-3478. Say hello to Mary Rose when you call in. She's running everything in there, and I'll be back right after this.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
DRAM is celebrating 75 years of design and manufacturing of quality watering tools. Heavy-duty DRAM sprinklers fit any size yard. Match any shape in your yard with the 9-pattern turret sprinkler. The oscillating sprinkler has 18 brass jets for uniform watering of up to 3,000 square feet. The spinning sprinkler creates a very fine soaking spray. DRAM sprinklers, the professional's choice for lawn and garden, are available at your local independent garden center. Visit DRAM on Facebook or at DRAM.com.
To turn any space into a garden, I recommend Smart Pots, the fabric containers that are portable, foldable, reusable, and 100% BPA free. They also provide better drainage than non-fabric pots, release heat, and prevent circling and girdling roots. And for a bigger, badder, better raised garden, you'll get the same results by using the Big Bag Bed, available in 3 sizes. For more information or to find a store near you, visit smartpots.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. Ohira's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. Ohira's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, just to finish real quickly on the tree talk that I do, the other trees that I talk in, the fabulous trees, which ends my tree talk, include the champion pecan in Weatherford, Texas, and the quick story about it and how well it's done since the work was done to it, the root flare exposure and so forth. We talk about the General Sherman sequoias and the sequoias in general. We talk about the unbelievable tree in Oaxaca, Mexico, the Montezuma cypress, and kind of throw in also another ginkgo, not my ginkgo, but a ginkgo that is in Japan, and it's one of the champions in Japan. I don't think it is the champion. It may be, but I show it because It's gorgeous. It's in the fall and with this beautiful yellow color, and the flare on it is just monstrous and beautiful. And you know, it's the theme of the talk, that the health comes from that exposed flare, that dramatically exposed flare, like nature intended, and how powerful it is when you have a plant that's having trouble with insects or diseases, which is the other big subject I talk about in my talks, that's the first step, is to do what's called the sick tree treatment. And the first step of the sick tree treatment is that flare exposure. Let me catch up on a couple phone calls, and then I've got quite a bit more I want to talk about related to some stuff we already had going. But let's do this first. David in Missouri somewhere is first up. Hello, David.
Good morning.
What's up?
I was wondering what type of soil Rosa Sharon bushes prefer, acid or alkaline?
How slightly acid probably would be what would get its vote, but it grows very well here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in highly alkaline soils. So it's one of those plants, David, that would prefer probably deep, sandy, slightly acid soil, but is quite tolerant of clay soils and high pH. The only thing you have to be careful about, because it will flat turn up its toes in soil that stays too moist, too wet. It can't stand wet feet. It's susceptible to cotton root rot and other root diseases. And so that would be the only fatal flaw that you need to be careful about.
So you say acid soil then?
Acid soil, low pH, in other words. You in Missouri, you probably have some pretty good soil compared to what we have here. My point is, it's tolerant of a wide range of soils, the Rose of Sharon or Althea.
So it really doesn't matter then, huh?
Not really. I think it would prefer a little bit slightly acid, sandy soil. Most plants would, because it's just easier for the roots to grow in. But once again, it can take a wide range.
All right, thank you.
Okay, appreciate the call. The next call is Suzanne Gainesville. Where are you, Suzanne?
Gainesville, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, thanks for calling.
Okay, I have a young red bud that's in the ground about 3 years. It was only about a foot tall when I put it in.
Mm-hmm.
It's never changed color, and I noticed everybody around me in the neighborhood, theirs is, you know, in bloom. And I was wondering, is that because it's so young, or is there a problem?
It's never had any flowers, is that what you mean?
No. Yes, uh-huh.
Well, that's a little unusual, because redbud normally will start flowering even at a very young age. Do you have it in sun or shade?
It's partial sun, partial shade, part of the day. You know, it gets a morning sun, and then it slowly shades away.
Okay.
But I've noticed others that are in the shade that are blooming.
Yeah. And no, that should be a perfect location for it. How long have you had it now?
3 years in the ground, about a foot tall when I first put it in.
Okay. Well, it could be that it's just young and hasn't decided to flower yet. I tell you what I would do. I would, even with a small tree like that, scratch around the base and make sure that, even though it's a small tree, that it's not too deep in the ground, that you've got a little bit of flare starting to show on, even on a young tree. And then...
Mm-hmm.
What will bring a plant into flower better than anything we've ever run into is this mixture that we call Garrett juice. And the formula is on my website on dirtdoctor.com. You can buy a commercial product if you don't like making your own brews, but it's easy to make your own and use it to drench the soil and fertilize the plant and spray the foliage. And I'll bet you it's already leafed out by now, hadn't it? So it's not going to flower this year for you. But I think that will help you next year, and I think you'll get it into flowering. But do those two things. Make sure the little flare is exposed, and give it a little Garrett juice along with whatever organic fertilizer you use, and I think it'll come into flower without any problem.
Okay, I have another question.
I
put rhododendron in last year.
All right.
And I covered it, and I put the leaves in there, and a lot of the leaves burned off, and I heard you're supposed to use wilt proof on it. It's still got a little bit of green. Do I just cross my fingers and hope it comes back?
Yeah, I would. I'm not a big fan of those wilt-proof type products. Just do the same thing I was talking about with the little redbud tree, and I think it'll be fine. And in the future, that wilt-proof stuff, I'd stay away from that. I'd just stick with organic fertilizers, Garrett juice, and the normal things that I talk about.
Yeah, in the winter I covered it with burlap and put straw down by the roots and everything, you know. So I wasn't expecting the wind damage, you know.
Yeah. Well, let's try the other route this next time, see if it works better for you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard back, and lines are open whenever you want to jump on there at 866-444-3478. I promised after my trip that I explained a couple of weeks ago to Oaxaca that we would put all those different categories of things that we saw there, the largest tree in the world, the Montezuma cypress, the tree of Thule, and the black pottery that's so special and it's kind of concentrated in that area, the wood sculpture. We ran into a new artist that we hadn't known before, Andriachi, and I've got a real good photographic review of his studio and his art. We've got several other things. I was going to put all that together for you. I haven't done that yet. That's the negative thing to report to you, but we will get it done. I had some issues with my phone. I bought a new 7, iPhone 7, and what we use for my photography that I do, and I do, you know, pretty much all of it myself, we use a program called Aperture. Well, the new phone and Aperture didn't like each other, didn't work. So the download of the photographs from the Oaxaca trip just didn't work. We went through updating the software on my computer so it would be as current as the phone. Well, that caused all kinds of issues, and we took a long time, Yoga Mike, and we all worked on it last week, finally got it back up and running. The Apple people had to get involved and help, and it was a kind of a nightmare because, you know, I've got 50,000 photographs and all tied up in Aperture, and I found out during the conversation with them that they don't deal with Aperture anymore. They used to own it, and now they're working with just a completely different photo program. And that was scary because right now the program, the software that I use really doesn't have any backup. And so we'll be continuing to use it for a while with our fingers crossed and then trying to figure out how to convert over. More detail than you wanted. But the bottom line is, haven't gotten around to doing the Oaxaca thing. We did move up in the queue the slideshow of the North Carolina Botanical Garden or Arboretum, North Carolina Arboretum there in Asheville. I took about 120 shots or something like that, and we put them on Facebook, and they're there now. You can go into Facebook and got them all on there. They did two little interesting things. I put them in the right order. I edited a few of the shots, zoomed in on some of the name tags of some of the trees, and we've had some people say that they wish I'd identified the plants better, but pretty much all of them are identified with a tag. They've done a good job there at the Arboretum of putting tags and labels on most of the plants. I was impressed with that part. A beautiful setting. It's there in the mountains and the rolling hills, and it's not a gigantic arboretum, but it's really terrific. And probably the best part of it is bonsai, which Judy and I are now getting into a little bit. It's one form of gardening I hadn't done that much in the past. So they have a spectacular bonsai garden there at the North Carolina Arboretum, and I covered it pretty well for you with the shot. So go to Facebook, facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor, and you can see it. The two little glitches that it did from my organization to putting it on Facebook was it decided to put the first slide last, the one of the entry of the Arboretum, and it also decided to put some of the tags upside down and sideways. Why it just did the tags and didn't flip any of the shots of the plants around, I have no idea. That'll be one of the things we'll be working on this week. Maybe there's some people out there that are expert enough to give us some advice on that when they see it. But it's there now. I'll be doing the same thing with the different categories of things that we did in Oaxaca. When Mike gets back, Yoga Mike, who helps me with all of that kind of thing. And we'll have some fun with it. We'll also probably put them, in fact, we will. We'll put them as entries on dirtdoctor.com for you as well, in case you don't do Facebook, so you'll get a chance to see all those things. We'll put a few up as we go, but we'll have it all for you pretty soon. Even the mezcal information. We had if you heard me talking about it a couple of weeks ago, we had a driver and we were going around looking at the ruins. That'll be another one another category that we'll do. Rugs, the gorgeous rugs, all dyed with natural dyes and all, and an artist that we met 10 years ago that we were able to find again and meet with him and get one of his rugs, but that'll also be a part of the report for you. But when we were out doing that part, we weren't even planning on it. He said, you want to stop and get some information, have a little tasting of mezcal, and we said, oh sure, why not, let's give it a try. So we got a whole instructional kind of a seminar about how mezcal is made. Starts off being made a whole lot like tequila, and then it changes how they fire it in these underground pits and everything. I'm not a huge fan. I think it the taste is not my taste exactly, but it was fascinating to learn about it, and we'll have that in the report for you as well. Both tequila and mezcal both come from the same blue agave, so it was interesting to see that part of it. And for the first part of the process, making both of them is the same. It just changes as it is completed. Let's see. And then on the newsletters, the next newsletter that I do, which we've basically already gotten ready and it'll be going out this next week, came about because I keep seeing these people, individuals that are gardening communicators and universities, talk about certain diseases and then one insect problem is basically having no solution. And in that category, they'll put things like, they've been saying that about oak wilt forever, saying that there's no cure for it. You can only prevent it by injecting these toxic materials into the flares of the live oaks and red oaks. Well, you probably figured out before me having to say this that the only thing that works in that situation is exposing the flare. You know, putting the poison into the tree really is not the solution. And one of the things about that that's just fascinating to me is that A&M, which takes that side of there really not being any curative solution on the oak wilt, they actually came up, it's kind of like the cornmeal, they actually came up with some fantastic research and data about what's going on with oak wilt out in areas where there's a whole bunch of trees dying. And this is applicable for probably a lot of other trees in other regions of the country and other parts of the world. What they discovered wasn't any surprise to me at all, but it was wonderful that they came up with it. They found that when oak wilt moves across a ranch, killing trees by the hundreds or thousands or whatever, it does a strange thing. It leaves a tree here perfectly healthy and green and skips it. And there's another one over here, and there's three over there. But in that path, hundreds of trees have died. Well, they looked into what the difference was. They looked into the what's going on inside that tree, and they studied the sap. They studied the fluids. They studied the biology. What they ran into was in the sap of the trees that were left, the biological activity was through the roof, higher than the trees that were sick and dying. And so it's like we've been saying all along, it is curative, it is preventative, it's curative as well, and the solution is the sick tree treatment, like we talk about ad nauseum with all kinds of different insect and disease issues. So the other ones in the category are rose rosette, and this new, relatively new, because of the weather situations, has pushed it to be more prevalent, I think, the fungal canker disease on Italian cypress, you know, the tall, thin, dark trees. Other people are saying there is no solution to that. We say there is, the sick tree treatment. And then the insect one is this bark scale on crepe myrtles. And they talk about, well, you can use this poison and that poison, and spray, you know, you can kind of keep it under control, but there's not any great solution for it. Well, same thing. When I've been going around trying to take photographs of this scale, it's been kind of hard to find. And I started noticing that I could find it when the trees were too deep in the ground, and I couldn't find it when the flares were exposed properly. So anyway, we're turning that into the next newsletter. And, you know, why those things, those diseases and insect problems that some people say there's no solution to, really do have a solution, and it's pretty simple, and we'll cover all that for you. Let's see. Well, let's go to the phone, and there's an open line for you at 866-444-3478. Is it Benna in Lubbock, Texas?
Yes, it is.
What can I do for you?
I'm a longtime fan. Lived in Dallas for years. Moved back to Weatherford. I I mean, back to Lubbock a year ago today.
Okay.
I'm trying to get some trees planted.
All right.
And I'm having issues with one of the best nurseries here in town. And they want to leave the wire mesh on the root ball.
Why?
And, well, they say that it keeps the root ball from falling apart in the because we have so much wind out here.
Wow. Well, it wouldn't be the end of the world, Benna, if you left it on there. I would much prefer removing the burlap than the wire, because the burlap actually below 10 inches, we discovered this years ago when we uncovered one of my contractor buddies called me, and he had uncovered some in Fort Worth. He had uncovered some big crepe myrtles that they needed to move. And they discovered, and what he wanted to show me was that down below 10 to 12 inches, the burlap was still in perfect condition. It had never rotted, and the trees had been there for 20 years or something.
So, well, in my reading and trying to, you know, refute what they were telling me, everything said, yes, remove the burlap, and especially if it's treated or synthetic.
Yeah, right. Can you hang on with me, Brenna?
Certainly.
So we can talk more about this. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. More with her after this. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production.
It can now be delivered directly to you by tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione, but as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically, so it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Espoma has extremely high-quality organic products, including liquid plant foods with the innovative Easy Dose cap. Espoma also has a full line of granular organic lawn and garden foods, potting soils, and soil amendments that fit the Dirt Doctor program perfectly. Ask for Espoma products at garden centers, hardware, and other quality stores all across the U.S. For information on stores and products, visit Espoma.com or call 1-800-634-0603.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth:
Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Franke and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, we were talking with Benna in Lubbock, Texas, where I spent about 4 years, about, about a problem with this company that you're talking about wanting to leave the wire and the burlap on there. I may have worked for that company. I don't know if you want to mention who it is, but it's a problem because if you make a tree company, a landscape company, change something that they normally do, a lot of times they'll void the guarantee. You know, in their mind, you're doing something wrong. But
not only are they voiding the guarantee, they won't even do it. They won't do it like we want to. And I'm looking for somebody else, but so far, I mean, this is a busy time. I'm on a deadline because I don't think it's good to plant them after June the 1st.
Well, so, it's really okay. It's just better to get them on in the ground. That's really too bad that they're being that hard-headed because there's a lot of documentation. I mean, I deal with it all the time. These universities recommend digging the smallest hole you can get the ball into instead of a big, wide, ugly hole and staking the tree and thinning the trees out and doing all kinds of things that I don't recommend. And so it comes back to me a whole lot that people are frustrated because they're trying to get the trees planted the way I recommend, but the companies won't go for it.
But That's right.
There is no question that leaving the wire, the roots can get through. They're saying, what is the wire mesh? Is it like a concrete reinforcing material, or is it a smaller openings than that that's on the ball?
I'm not sure. They're all buried. They're beautiful, beautiful trees. I mean, they are. Their plant material is just gorgeous.
Yeah. What are you looking at planting? Red oaks or what?
A red oak and two Chinese pistachios, the males.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you. It's the horticulture of it. It should be removed. I used to, in fact, in my books and one of the drawings that I use in my talks, I show the tree being planted in a great big wide saucer-shaped hole, higher than ground grade, and I show the burlap taken off the top 6 inches. Well, I don't even recommend that anymore. I recommend taking it all off, all the way off the entire ball and the wire as well. What they're saying is that it will hold it more secure from moving around with the wind. That's just not true.
Well, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, if you take that all off, it's not going to affect it at all. If you water, if you put the soil in, settle the soil with water properly and all that kind of thing. And if you have to stake it for a while, that's fine. I'd rather not. But if you do have to stake it for a period of time with one of the systems that has kind of a soft connection, you know, it's not real taut, holding the tree real tight and firm. I like those that are kind of droop and will still let the tree move some with the wind. That's actually beneficial. So, the only thing I might suggest is this: go ahead and let them plant it the way they want to do it, and tell them that whatever you can do to get them to not finish it off. Don't put any watering ring on the top. Don't put any mulch. You're going to finish all that off. And then when they're off the site, you dig down and remove at least the top foot of the burlap. Do they even want to leave it on the top of the ball?
No, I think they'll take off the burlap. They just wanted to leave the wire mesh.
Oh, really? Okay. I'd go ahead and go with them on that. If it's a wire mesh that's fairly far apart, we've got photographs and there's all kind of data that the roots growing out as they expand, they'll let the wire eat into the root, you know, just like a trunk of a tree growing on a barbed wire fence or something. And it does a little damage. I'd rather not have it there, but it's going to do a whole lot less damage than if you left the burlap on the ball.
Yeah.
So if they'll take the burlap off and they'll plant it nice and high for you, you know, like
they didn't discuss root flare, but he said, yes, they need to be planted high.
Okay, great. Well, that's
so
good.
Hopefully we're talking about that. I'll tell you who it is. I mean, they've been in business 65 years.
Who is it?
Tom's.
Tom's, yeah. I think that's who I worked for a short period of time. They wouldn't remember it, I'm sure, but I worked for them. Good company. I mean, it's just paradigm
They
problems.
Are good, yes.
You know, paradigms like that are tough to get around. I mean, some of the people that, you know, give advice on the radio and write columns and everything are still recommending things they recommended 30, 40 years ago, that there's all kinds of evidence out there and proof that it's not the way to go. So I understand. It's a frustrating deal.
Yeah, I went on the internet and got, you know, looked up how to plant bald and burlap trees, and I printed off four, and they all say the same, and you're, including yours, and they all say the same thing: remove the wire mesh. All four.
Well, the burlap is a bigger problem, so get them to get that off, or you go back and do it yourself. You can also go down into the ground and cut the wire mesh off later on if you want to do it too. That won't hurt the tree at all. So keep me posted on it and take some photographs and kind of document this, and we'll turn it into a newsletter and do a story about it. And maybe they will even be open-minded enough to talk about it and adjust how they plant trees.
Okay.
Bella,
thank you. So much.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day. See you later. All right, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. If you want to jump on here real quick, it's 866-444-3478. One of the things that I was going to tell you about is lava sand is now available. You can get it delivered to you directly by tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's new, AmericanRio.com. More later.